This is like deja vu. I recorded something very similar the other day. I'm reading an article written by Bill Thompson in the BBC technology section of the BBC News site. Might I say their new design is simple and clean and not very busy. But back to the article. The article's headline is Step Away from the iPod, and it's a very strongly written article that calls for the mobile phone, the smartphone, and the MP3 player music device to be not listed as items deemed to be dangerous or undesirable for the classroom. Thus, the people's own mobile phones and music devices would be included as items that everyone should be allowed to take into a classroom. And I couldn't disagree more. Because the argument that these items should be included so that students, children of the child in this photograph that accompanies the article is about 6 years of age, and that they should be carrying their own equipment to school for smarter classrooms is wrong. Now, it's not just the old bullying argument that you get where currently in my locality, children have to hand up their mobile phones on attendance at school in the morning and they collect them in the evening on the way home from the receptionist. I think that having technology in the classroom is a separate argument to children having their own technology present, where they've got their own choice of network. They're not going through a school firewall. They can access anything, forward anything, film anything, pass it on. If children are to have technology in the classroom, let the school provide the technology. That's what it was like in my day. Now, throughout the years, schools haven't provided enough technology, but leveraging the responsibility to provide technology onto the students, they get enough differential abuse because they don't wear the right shoes or clothing. Thus, many schools go for uniforms. But even within that, there's bullying. If somebody doesn't have a cool enough smartphone or a fast enough MP3 player or latest gadget, there will be differential. The school should provide the technology. The learning institution should provide the technology to apply smart education if that's what should be had. And I think it should be had. And I think that, like the alcohol argument as to a legal age of being able to purchase alcohol or a legal age to be able to consume alcohol, that it should be introduced through the family setting. Well, it can also, in education, proper use of technology can be instilled in people as they learn, rather than have the free-for-all of those who have the technology to provide it for themselves in the classrooms, and those who do not, you only enhance the digital divide, and you don't foster any responsibility for the governed way that technology can be used to assist learning. I just totally think there's another quote, which is another argument altogether, but see if I can find it. The list of things that are to be considered contraband, and one of the things is legal highs. From the autumn, this will include fireworks, legal highs, i.e., completely legal chemicals, pornography, cigarettes, and personal electronic devices such as mobile phones, MP3 players, and cameras. Just the legal highs, i.e., completely legal chemicals. Is he suggesting that students should be allowed have legal highs on their possession in schools? I think it's very unusual paragraph, and hopefully I'm misunderstanding it. I don't think it would be conducive to education to have legal highs being exchanged or minded or held in our schools. With that, goodbye.